You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds here are Fernandinho to score and Man City to win at 3-1. Gabriel Bonlahor to score and a Villa win is 40-1. Vincent Kompany said a few weeks ago that it's hunting season. Little did we know he meant that it was going to be City that were the deer in headlights at Anfield in midweek. Derek, surely though, this has to be a good chance for them to bounce back.
Well, yes. Yeah, but are you ever going to see a shorter price in the Premier League than 1-5? I actually don't think I've ever seen one that short. And this is 1-5 about a team that, at, you know, well, they've lost three on the spin, haven't they, in the league? You know, what? If I'm backing a 1-5 shot, I want to know the result already, and it's already won. And even then, I'd think twice about it. So I can't back City. But then how can you back Villa? You can't. I mean, Everton were almost evens in midweek to beat them. And honestly, that was finding money in the street. I know some people mentioned that about bets, but that was, it was an absolute gift. But you can't get worked up about 1-5, folks. And if somebody's 1-5, you ain't going to find any value either in handicap betting, is it? I think City plus two is still plenty short enough. City minus two, 7-5. I mean, it's well within their compass to run riot against Belair, who, if they haven't thrown in the towel already, they're just about to. I hate this game. I absolutely hate it. I can't think of a thing to point in the punter's direction. I'll leave it to Dave and cop out.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks for that. I think that this could be the biggest price of the season, couldn't it, as well, I think? I don't think we've seen 14-1.
Previous seasons, though, it's nothing, is
no,
it?
I mean,
we've seen 20-1s and that in the Premier League in the past,
yeah.
In the recent past.
Stats are not good for Villa here, though. They're just dismal, aren't they? They've taken just 3 points from a possible 39 in their last 13 Premier League away games. Mm-hmm. They've scored only 5 goals in their last 10 away from home as well. And if they lose or even draw this match, it would be a 14th consecutive winless game away in the Premier League. That's one short of the record set in the competition way back in December 2003. Despite the fact that Manchester City have lost their last 3 Premier League games against Leicester, Tottenham and Liverpool, they've still got a chance to win this Premier League title as well. Everyone's questioning, Derek, at the moment, what's gone wrong with City. You've got to be convinced that the timing of the Pep Guardiola announcement, that he's arriving in the summer, that's got to have had a detrimental effect on this City side.
Well, we've always
stopped playing, haven't they?
Well, they have. Especially when they're after it in all competitions, they're probably saving the guns now for I suspect they're saving it for the Champions League. And yeah, players look for an excuse, to take the foot off the gas, and they've got one there, a ready-made excuse. Well, the manager's leaving, doesn't matter, we don't impress him now, you know, we've got a new guy coming in. The same thing happened when Fergie announced his retirement, didn't it, a few years ago? Yeah, madness. It was madness on City's part. You know, I know what you're both thinking. It's 1-5, they're at home to Villa. How can they not win? But remember, they were 2-5 when they went to Villa Park a few weeks ago and drew 0-0. Remember that one? I know they've gone there since and won in the cup 4-0. And they should win this, but this is a team that's lost their last 3 Premier League games and they're 1-5. I can't have it. I'd be betraying my own principles to back them.
The only bet that I will have here is Man City to win and both teams to score, which is 2-1. When you consider City a 1-5 shot here, Villa didn't give up the ghost against Everton midweek and got on the score sheet there. They scored against Stoke as well. They have got goals in them, this Villa side, just not many. I think Man City win and both teams to score, which is 2-1. If you like City to win this game and for them to win to nil, that's 3-4, but that's too short. In my opinion, I'm going to go with City to win and Villa to nick a goal in this game at 2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.